Yo, 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 this is Dolph! From Birmingham, 'tis the night before. And all through the house, not a sound was heard, except for the peeps next door. Even they were loud, but it didn't matter, because we were loud swell. So all around, you heard screaming and yelling, the ha-ha-hee-hee and the la from all around. I'm telling a story. Anyway, I met up with Big Stevie Cool in this city on the hill, which is not actually Birmingham, but rather Hoover. We are staying not at the Comfort Inn as we could have, but at the Days Inn upon the hill. We attended the local tavern before we went to the Waffle House to spend our hard-earned cash. Now it is back to the room to partake in the thrice filtered booze. Oh, we will, and we will enjoy it. And then tomorrow we shall partake in the city of Nashville, from whence you shall receive yet another report. So far tonight, things have gone swell, and the outlook for tomorrow is just as well. Until then, dear fellows, I part you on this night, wishing I had but another marshmallow, because on a radio trip up here, I listened to an author who said as a child and his mother died, he laid in bed and a week before had written an essay about how nothing was more like his mother's kiss goodnight than a mere marshmallow. But once she was gone, it did not replace it, but was a mere memento of her love that his dad could offer. Not enough. But would it ever be? That is the question for you to ask yourself. Steve has opted not to make an appearance, but that is okay, for we are all good, and I wish you all a pleasant tomorrow.